time to talk with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. On Fridays, we discuss business news. And this week, the Business Journal reported on a new poll. It finds that Sacramento voters strongly favor a higher local minimum wage. What's the latest with Mayor Kevin Johnson's plan to broker a deal on this issue?
You know, actually, we haven't heard much of anything from city leaders on this since last year. In November, the mayor made a splash by announcing there would be a task force to look into minimum wage. And a couple of city council members at the time said they favored establishing a local minimum wage that would be higher than the current state minimum, which is $9. But since then, it's really been the labor unions who've taken on the issue, and they seem to have all the momentum. The Central Labor Council plans a ballot measure in 2016, and this poll suggests the effort may succeed.
Well, who conducted the poll, and what were the numbers?
It's a respected San Francisco polling outfit that did the survey, and community groups, not labor unions, paid for it with backing from the California Endowment. The results really are surprising. 70% of respondents favor an immediate raise to $13.50, and 58% would favor a raise to $15 in 3 years. So, you know, naturally, this is a concern to many in the business community. The worry is that many small companies, particularly in the service sector, could be hit hard if this isn't done right.
There was another story this week about a pair of companies announcing that they're moving to Sacramento, partly because of high costs in the Bay Area. Are we starting to see some kind of spillover activity from the Bay Area?
It may be a coincidence. We'll have to see. But it is tempting to see a trend here. The first company is BCA Architects, which is opening an office in Sacramento about the same size as its headquarters in San Jose. And this company says that one of the reasons they want to be here is that hiring talent is easier in a city where rents aren't insanely high. And similar story for a company called Propel Fuels. It's a clean energy company that was based here at one time, but moved to Silicon Valley when it got venture capital funding. And now it's back, in part for the same reason, the high quality of life and affordability. So, you know, this would be a dream come true for economic development here, but there's no telling yet if this will really turn into a trend.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.